It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. July 26th, 1993, Xerox terminates Texas Instruments license to manufacture and produce Xerox-designed x86-compatible processors. 1996, Apple Computer releases QuickTime 2.5 for Macintosh. This version added support for the interchangeable Motion JPEG video compression format. Also in 1996, AT&T and Microsoft announced an alliance to promote Microsoft's web browser Internet Explorer in a move to design to allow both corporations to gain entrance into the Internet business sphere. Under the deal, AT&T and Microsoft agreed to promote and distribute Internet Explorer and AT&T's Internet service jointly. 1997, Apple Computer released the Mac OS 8.0 operating system. It represented the largest overhaul since System 7. Its code name was Copeland and price was $99. 1999, SNK Corporation of America announced that its new 16-bit Neo Geo Pocket video game would debut in stores on August 6th with a price of $69.95. And now this word from our friends over at Carbonite. Back up now, back up often, and back up off-site. I back up on-site in my house in many ways. But if fire, flood, theft, or other natural disasters happen, you know, tornado season is coming up, my Carbonite backup will save me from losing it all. Photos, documents, my life. Best part is I can access my backup files from another computer when I log into the Carbonite service. Even those vacation photos right to my phone using the Carbonite mobile app. Save yourself from total loss. Get a 15-day free trial over at geekazine.com/carbonfree. That's geekazine.com/carbonfree. Or if you are a small business, save your business data for under $300 a year by going to geekazine.com/carbonite. That's geekazine.com/carbonite. Back up now before it's too late. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, United States District Judge Marilyn Hall Patel issues a preliminary injunction against Napster requested by the Recording Industry Association of America. Napster faced allegations from the RIAA of facilitating wholesale copyright infringement by enabling online users to search for copyrighted material on the internet for download. 2001, Cowan Alexander Equipment Group conducts an auction for the assets of bankrupt Quoka Sports in San Quoka's former San Francisco, California offices. Also in 2001, HP states that its current fiscal quarter revenues would fall significantly short, citing overall industry economic trends. And Hitachi announced that it would exit the desktop monitor business, citing a sluggish market and emerging focus on liquid crystal displays. 2002, in Australia, a federal court judge rules that the mod chips for the PlayStation do not violate copyright rules that allow devices that bypass copyright protection technology. 2005, a couple things from Apple here. Apple released the updated iBook portable computer, with the scrolling trackpad, sudden motion sensor, 512 megabytes of RAM, and the iBook with a 12-inch screen and 1.33 gigahertz PowerPC G4 processor would cost $999. The 14-inch screen and 1.42 gigahertz processor would cost $1,299. Apple also released the updated Mac Mini computer with a 1.25 GHz PowerPC G4 processor starting at $499, a 1.42 GHz PowerPC processor and AirPort Extreme for $599, and with the SuperDrive at $699. Also in 2005, Thomas Dickey released version 9.5 of a Vial, which is a text editor that attempts to combine the best aspects of Emacs and V editors. 2006, Dell opens a full store in the North Park Center in Dallas, Texas. 3,000 square foot outlet would be open 7 days a week, displaying about 36 models, including televisions. 2008, the Google Dig acquisition deal fell through. Basically, Google tried to buy Dig. And you gotta love the government. A court document was published over the San Francisco IT worker that was imprisoned for holding some systems in California hostage. Now, the court document contained all the passwords that the IT worker had withheld. 2009, Martha Stewart announced that she finds Facebook dippy and recommends Twitter instead. And in 2012, Google launched their first fiber city in Kansas City, Kansas. Google also shows off Google Fiber TV service. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Wikizine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.